Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I pray for your family. Let the blessings of God be in your family. On your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King.
And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I thank you. May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord. Yes, I bless you. Blessing of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I bless you with a blessing.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, you've joined the Hallelujah Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole.
By God. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for signs, wonders,
thank you, Lord,
and blessings following in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Pastor Peaches, if you would give us a housekeeping suggestion on this evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Take out your Bibles, take out your composition notebooks and your ink pens and pencils and highlighters so you can write down all the scriptures the pastor is going to be teaching from this evening. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements, and while you have the composition notebook out, write down those names of people you want to stay in prophecy for. So when we take communion, you put those, have those people's names in prayer and on your heart. Maybe someone that needs a breakthrough, someone that needs a touch from the Lord, and you're going to stay in prophecy for them. Hallelujah. You're going to be believing in your heart and praying for them as if they are there right there.
Hallelujah.
Deal with you. Write down those names of people, hallelujah, whose names you want to put into the atmosphere when we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we believe in God for the healing. Believe in God for a touch. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Redo your morning alarms and your evening alarms. This is, we're in the month of December, but we're not through with December. Hallelujah. Still some things we need you to remember. Hallelujah. When you come to, we have 7 o'clock in the morning, praise and worship. Hallelujah. Every morning. And then 7 p.m. on Tuesday evenings, our Bible study. Hallelujah. 7 p.m. Wednesday, International Victory Service, Midweek Victory Service. Sundays at 3. We have a live service, and it's also virtual. If you are able to be with us live, we would love to have you. If not, unable to get out, hallelujah, please join us, hallelujah, over the airways, hallelujah. You, when you come, if you're able to come, please bring your pennies for Uganda, hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell in building a hospital in Uganda, hallelujah. And first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson is arming the children, arming the young people with the word of God. And soon she will have an assistant Brother Malachi Ramey will be able to, he's a young person too, be able to help her arm the young people, hallelujah, with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Usually on the fourth Sunday, we usually have dinner, or we usually have a guest speaker coming in. The fourth Sunday of this month, which is December, we will be celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birthday.
Hallelujah.
That's the fourth Sunday. We will not be having a live service, but you will be able to hear one from our archives. So you can still tune in. You will still be able to hear a service. But please do not drop past the church, because we will be celebrating Jesus' birthday. Hallelujah. And we want you to also put on your calendars our New Year's Eve virtual service. We will be having a virtual service on New Year's Eve. Hallelujah. Starting at 11 o'clock. And what we would like for you to do is to send your answered prayers to us. Things that we've been standing in the gap for, along with you and for you and praying for you and believing God with you. Hallelujah. And those answered prayers, we'd like you to put them down on paper and let us know that God answered these prayers this year. Hallelujah. So we can read them. We can rejoice along with you. Hallelujah. We're believing God also for great and mighty things. When you have a chance, please go to ministry's website, rymmi.org, and there's a cash app there. If you want to cash app, a blessing to the church, hallelujah. See what the vision and mission of the church is, and also the ministry's GoFundMe page is Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. We're believing God for a building that has a sanctuary, large sanctuary, and classroom, rooms that we can use as a classroom and daycare and offices. Hallelujah, and a big parking lot big enough to accommodate all this going to come. We also want to be able to have a washing buildings or washing stations in south, east, north, and west of in Baltimore City, and to be able to minister to the homeless and be able to give them fresh clothing. Hallelujah. We want to be able to be a blessing to the homeless. Hallelujah. And you can be a part of that. We are believing God for great and mighty things. And name your seed when you bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Hey, God bless you. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And again, we thank God for our new facility. We'll be moving into it very soon.
Hallelujah.
You know about the inaugural service. We're going to have a time in the house that day. Hallelujah. So we bless and praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
We honor him and glorify his name today. Hallelujah for that. And we just thank God for even on the service on this coming Sunday.
Mm.
Got to get here. We're going to have a magnificent
hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Time in the Lord. We thank God for the Good News Youth Club, which
amen.
Which is the Children's Church Plus.
Yes.
So while they're doing their thing as far as learning about God on their level, we in the sanctuary are still praising, magnifying
yes.
who are slightly over 17. Glory to God. Some of us are way over 17.
Amen.
Right. Praise God. We're going to praise God together. Hallelujah. They're going to praise God in the fellowship hall. And we're going to praise God together. All the
yes.
praises go up. Glory to God. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. We thank God for that. So we thank God for y'all that's sending your children or bringing your children with you to
yes.
church and having them be ministered to by the Holy Ghost through Elder QB Stevenson and Malachi Rainey. We thank God for allowing that to take place. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we just
hallelujah.
The name today, oh God. Hallelujah. We pledge our allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face
yes.
is the Son,
yes.
whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church.
Thank you.
Includes us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And you know what, Pastor Peaches?
Yes, Pastor.
Somebody prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me.
Thank you, God.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Me too.
I'm so glad they prayed for me, because I don't know where I'd be. In fact, yes, I do. I'd probably be in a hospital, in jail, or dead if it hadn't not been somebody praying for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I thank God for the opportunity that we have now,
yes,
to pray for others.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So as I play the selection of prayer, y'all begin to name the break, hallelujah, verbalize, articulate people in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Family and friends and people you consider your enemy, because they need Christ too. Hallelujah. Your neighbors, whomever God places on your heart, put them up in the atmosphere of blessing.
Mm.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, and miracles following.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for, I pray for my wife, Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Pray for my husband.
That kingdom be done that will in her life.
Jesus.
A life of,
oh,
hallelujah.
Name of
finding him.
Thank you,
another
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Dominique.
Lord,
hallelujah. Danielle.
Hallelujah.
Danielle.
Hallelujah.
Another Danielle.
Okay, Xavier.
Another Pamela. Another Pamela. Another Pamela. Hallelujah.
Oh, Danielle.
Kimberly and another Kimberly. Another Kimberly. Another Kimberly.
Dominique Jones.
Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and one more Earl.
In a
Tavon. And another Tavon and another.
Hallelujah.
Another Tavon. And Travion and another Travion.
Raymond Banks.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Barry Johnson. Lorena Johnson.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Huh? All the right. Lewis Wright.
Dominique.
Right. The wife.
And children. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All the mother Dolores Harris. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your hand. Yvette. Hallelujah. Rosalind and Ronald.
Bill Jones.
All families. Mother Dolores again.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Blessed.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Tom Wilson. Harry Warsaw. Hallelujah. Minister Linda, Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Donya and Tiffany and Bianca and all the
Damon Weatherby
and children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Call in faith in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie and Desiree and Monique and Julius and Joshua. And Pastor Mitchell and First Lady and Little Mitchell, hallelujah. And the whole family, oh God. Hallelujah. Victor, God. Y'all appreciate Katie Lee, Williams, Deacon Leroy Calvary and family. Y'all appreciate Katie Lee. What are they? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother,
hallelujah.
Deacon
hallelujah.
James and family, oh God.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Archbishop Marcia Avens, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper, First Lady. Pastor Tom Swinner, First Lady.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Maxine. Hallelujah. Pastor Theodis Lee. Sister Irene. Sister Lilith.
Hallelujah. Young.
Brother Harold and Brother
Man.
Hallelujah.
Man. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Shout out that both of you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Shakara.
Bless.
George Duke, our Tavon and Maurice, hallelujah.
Oh, bless
you. Boy. Shirley, Michelle Marvin, and James Kelly, Lord. We bless you for studying your teaching. Our minister, Jerry Cleveland, and Rakim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Malachi, Malachi, John, Emmanuel.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, for your name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. And Lord, we don't know what to pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does make intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Hallelujah.
Name of
Jesus.
Okay? Hallelujah. So one of your friends trying to talk you into, oh, man, let's go shopping. You know that friend don't have a job. And you know that friend a lot of times don't have anything jingling in his pocket.
All right.
Sometimes he has to borrow some couple dollars from you when he runs short of lunch money or whatever. And he said, come on, man. Come on, let's go to the mall. Let's go in the tennis shoe warehouse. And you wonder, like, what are we going to the tennis shoe warehouse for? You can't buy no tennis shoes. I just want to look. This is a friend also that your parents have already warned you about his company. Because your parents have already felt something in their spirit about this person that's always wanting you to hang out with them. Okay? We're going to talk about watching the company you keep. Okay? Watching the company you keep. Okay? If you keep company with five thieves, you know who's going to be the sixth thief?
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yes, sir.
If you hang out with five drunks or five friends that's always putting something up to the nostril or sucking on a twisted cigarette, you know who's going to be the sixth one sucking on a twisted cigarette? You.
Uh-huh. Go ahead now.
Okay. And Psalms 1 says, don't listen to ungodly counsel. Okay? Don't listen to your friends. Okay? 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You can have good manners. You can be a well-spoken person and being grown up and groomed in a house with a parent that loves the Lord, you know, but you're hanging around the wrong company. There's a cliche that says, birds of a feather flock together. If your friends go in the store and shoplift, the camera store, all of y'all go in together. Even if you split up after you got in there, the camera saw all of y'all come in together. But your friend got caught putting something in their pocket. You know who's going to be keeping their friend company? In the back room of the store or in the paddy wagon? You?
Yes.
And everybody else that came, all your buddies that came in the store with you. Okay? And you say, oh, he's a good guy. He wouldn't do nothing like that. Matthew 7:18 says, a good tree can produce bad fruit and a bad tree can produce good fruit. You've been observing the fruit that's been hanging on your friend's tree. You still gonna say, "Oh, he's a good friend. He's a good person." And you've been already seeing bad fruit, and you don't think something good's gonna come out of him going wanting to go shop, and he don't have no money in his pocket. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together except they agree?" It's all right to be a friend to this person in school, but your friendship has to have some limits.
Yes.
Let it end right there in school. When y'all come out, it's no hanging together. You go your way, let your friend go their way. Okay? And you limit how you hang with in school, because if that person, let's say you're a straight A student, and your friend, you know they don't study, and they be on playing a game all evening, and they don't bring any homework, and this and this and that, please, don't even sit near them.
Yes.
Sometimes for a test or whatever, they may be, what's number three? Act like you don't even hear. If you got to get in the corner all by yourself, you can tell your teacher, can I just sit in the corner? I need to concentrate. Get away from that person. Mm-mm. And your parents already been telling you about this person. Everything your parents been telling you, you haven't been wanting to admit. Hallelujah. But your parents been around a few more days longer than you. Okay? So therefore, the Lord will want you to listen to your parents. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And that promise is that it may go well with thee and that you live a long life. And you live a long life. And you will live a long, fruitful life if you listen to your parents and the instructions that your parents is giving you. Believe you me, every time they open their mouth, they don't want to be harping on, I wish you would listen to me. They, believe me, they don't want to do that. Every time they open them up, they don't want to be giving you directions or instructions. I felt like that when I was raising my children. I said, Lord, every time I talk to them, I don't want to feel as if I'm reprimanding them or giving them some advice or whatever. But there were things that God would drop in my spirit that I had to share with them. It made it just like seem like come out of the blue. And they might have thought, Mom, where'd that come from? We ain't even talking about that. But there are things that God would put on my heart.
Yes.
I needed to share with them at that time. You know, and that is a parent's job to do. And young people, just listen to your parents. Don't suck your teeth. When I was growing up, I had a habit sucking teeth until my mama broke me out of it. She was a little lady, but she ran behind me and banged me. You don't want to get banged by your parents, and you don't want to get banged by Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, believe you me, He gives parents ways of disciplining children, and sometimes when you may even find yourself in trouble along with your friend. And you're wondering, like, oh, wow, my mother told me. Yeah, and then you calling your mom from the office, from the office of the store, because the security guard took both you and your friend into the office because they gave a call to police on both of you. And you know what your mom just may do? Let the police take you both down there because your parents have already told you. Stop hanging around that person. Stop hanging around Devin. Stop hanging around Quay Quay. Stop hanging around Boo Boo. But they're your friends. And you don't want your friends to take you down the wrong road. Hallelujah. Listen to your parents. They aren't going to steer you wrong. Don't forget, Psalms 1 says, talks about ungodly counsel. Don't listen to ungodly counsel. That person, by the same age as you, How much more advice can he give you and he the same age as you? How much smarter can he be if y'all the same age? No. Listen to your parents. Hallelujah. God gave them to you to instruct you, to lead you, to guide you, and to take care of you, and to prepare you for life. So let the blessings of the Lord come upon you for listening to your parents, because it will happen. The blessings of the Lord will come upon an obedient child. Mm. And when those things come, different things are coming to you, and you be wondering, wow, how did I get this? And your friends will say, oh, gee, man, gee, girl, how you get that? You won't even know. You'll just know that God bless you with it, and it's because you've been obedient. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening, young people. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you. I love you. And Jesus is Lord. And there is nothing that God can't bless you with. You just ask him for it. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters,
and like loud peals of thunder shouting, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions.
You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5b says, you washed out sins with your own blood. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, and Matthew 26:28. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Your word declares that we have redemption through your blood, through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord.
Mm.
We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord. Therefore, Lord, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves,
yeah.
Strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord. It's your word.
Yeah.
Psalms 138:2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord.
Again,
he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Thank
your
you, Lord.
Body broken.
Let's eat together.
For us. In remembrance
hallelujah.
Of you.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, oh God. For our healing already, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Hallelujah. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, in Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere you hurt, everywhere we hurt, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head and the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. All over the world, in Jesus.
All over the world.
Matthew 15:26. They said it is. 1 John 3:1-2.
Yes.
1 John 1:12-13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord.
Lord, we remember you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he thanked you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood.
Yes.
Do this in remembrance of me. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
In remembrance,
Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse
26.
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said.
God, you said.
God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, the Tishrite, right? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, like, brings, you know, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly, every curse against us and our family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he vexes in Jesus' name. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hatch, every veteran. We call down the fire in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire.
In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We remember you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Thank you for Holy Communion.
Yeah.
And because of who we are.
Yes.
And whose we are. And what we are. We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty fingers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine.
We know
who we are from God's perspective.
And we know.
We're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, his exceeding joy, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
And forever.
In Jesus' name. Jude 1, 24, 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this evening. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, We bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Yes.
The Holy Communion on this day, Jesus. Pastor Peaches, what don't you bust that kind of thing? I have to ask you another question.
What is it?
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What don't you bust that kind of thing? You have to bust that kind of thing. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have.
Yes.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone.
Yes.
Set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God.
Thank you.
Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And Satan and your satanic cohorts, we curse you from the root.
Amen.
Command you be bound in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you that the seed that shall be sown is, shall be sown on good ground.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord, for giving 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown, and we give you the praise.
Yes, God.
And we give you the honor.
Yes,
and we give you the glory.
Yes,
and we bless your name.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And Pastor Peter said,
yes, amen. Amen.
And the rest of you in radio land say, amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, I think we have a few scriptures we'd like to share. Pastor Peaches, can you share those scriptures?
Yes.
The addresses at this time.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, 7 to 10. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 23. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 3, John chapter 10, verse 27, 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, John chapter 3, verse 3, 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5th chapter, verse 17 through 6, verse 3, Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 through 5, and John 14, verse 23.
Praise God. And that scripture in Matthew, it should have been that one that's in chapter 6, 33.
Okay.
Chapter 6, verse 33. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. There was a man named John, and he was sent here by God. He was a miracle of God. And he shared some words that had come through the ages. Brother John was born in 1497.
We know they ain't St. John.
Yeah, not the St. John y'all was thinking about. I do it every time, don't I?
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. This John, his name was John Haywood. And in 1547, he published a book called The Proverbs of John Haywood. One of the sayings, I think they call them idioms now, of John, one of his proverbs, is the title of tonight's message.
Mm.
The one that I picked out of his sayings, but don't put the cart before the horse.
Mm. Okay, I heard that before.
Hey, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't put your cart before the horse. Tell another neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't put the cart before the horse. Because you know some of us do that. You know, we get things kind of out of order.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Give me a score, shit, God, that boy, shit, that time. Give me the first scripture, if you will.
First scripture is Ephesians 2, 7 to 10. That in the ages to come ye might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
In 1517, Martin Luther penned his 95 theses on the college church's wall, 95 opinions about the wrong road in which the Roman Catholic Church was going. Because they said in order to get salvation, you got to do works. They were putting the cart before the horse. Yes, when we get salvation, there's some things we're going to do. We'll get to stepping. We're going to get to work.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that in order to get salvation, you got to pay some money.
Mm.
It's called indulgences. And if you had somebody who passed away, they created a place,
mm-hmm.
not in the Word of God, called purgatory. They say, that's where your the people went, your relatives went. And you got to give us some money in order to get your relatives out of purgatory
wow.
and get them to get to heaven.
Mm-mm.
That was a lie.
Amen.
But what they were saying is that you had to do works in order to get salvation. The cart, they put the cart before the horse. See, salvation is free.
Yeah.
It's a grace, it's a gift of God. It's grace. By grace are you saved. Unmerited favor. You didn't have to do no works to get it. All you had to do, open your mouth and say, Lord, come into my life and make me a new creature. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the works follow. After you do the work, after you get the salvation.
Mm-mm-mm.
That started the Protestant Reformation. That's the birth date of the Protestant Reformation, 1517. Oh, okay. It was October 31st. That's why many churches don't celebrate Halloween. They celebrate Reformation Day. Hallelujah. Just a little history there. Give me another scripture, if you would.
Titus 2, 11 to 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God of our and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Grace of God has given you salvation.
One more verse, baby.
Oh, one more verse. Go ahead.
Gave himself for us that he might redeem all iniquity and purify
unto himself a particular people, zealous of good works.
Hallelujah. Salvation comes first.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift. And then we can do the work. Because we got salvation. Because we want to hit. Don't put your cart before the horse. There's some people who go into church. They are the usher. They sing on the choir. They even may be on the deacon board. They may even be in the pulpit. But they haven't turned their hearts over to God. They're not saved.
Lord Jesus.
They don't have salvation, but they're doing a lot of work. They're putting a cart before the horse. You try that and see how far that wagon is going to go down the road.
Amen.
Give me another scripture.
Romans 6, 1 to 23.
Okay, we may not go read all of them, but you can start at one, and let's see how far we go.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Stop there. We got to understand grace is unmerited favor. We don't deserve his blessing because we have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But his grace is there for us. But we got to repent. We got to turn away from that stuff. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Mm-hmm.
God forbid. Keep reading.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not how many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Stop right there. Hallelujah. That's all we'll read in this scripture. You've got to put everything right. The horse goes in front of the wagon, not in back.
Amen.
The grace of God is what gets you to be walking the right path. You just say, Lord, come into my... See, a lot of people say, well, I got to clean myself up. You know, have you heard that? I got to get myself together before I come to church, before I start serving God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the supervisor of the cleanup crew.
Mm-hmm.
You putting the cart before... If you could get yourself cleaned up, Jesus would not need it to have come.
Amen.
For Jesus' sake, for God's sake, for your sake, don't put the cart before the horse. You can't clean yourself up. Let Jesus do it. Paraphrasing something that prophet of the 20th century said, let Jesus do what he do. Y'all know who I'm talking about, don't you? Rico mentioned Ray Charles' name. Let it do what it do. Let Jesus do what he do. Then you can do the work. You put your hand to the plow. Go ahead now. Next scripture. Get out of Romans. Go to the next one.
Deuteronomy 28:1-3.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city.
Wait a minute. You stop at three?
This is three.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, thank you so much. Hallelujah. A lot of folk, I'm praying to God. The drunk in the alley want to pray to God. I just need one more bottle. He putting the cart before the horse. Folk, they are putting the blessing. They want to be blessed. They don't want to be saved. Glory to God. I have to stop there because I'm going to get off in a minute. But go ahead, read another scripture.
John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
You got to follow God. You got to follow Christ. Christ leads. You follow. There's some folks that want Christ to follow them. Well, this is what I want to do, so follow me. You need to ask what the will of the Lord is for your life. God, what is your will for me? What should I do? Open yourself up to God to be, glory to God, so he can lead you. The Bible said the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 37:23. The steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Let God lead you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to the next scripture.
1 Samuel 15:22. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
There's some people that will wipe themselves to death in the church and have not surrendered to God. There's some people that will do, day and night, they will do stuff and still have not surrendered to God. They're sacrificing a whole lot of stuff for the kingdom's sake, but they have not surrendered to God. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obeying what God said, not what your mind told you to say, your rationalization told you to say, because you always want to feel like you're right all the time. I got news for you. Can I be transferred, Pastor Peter? Brother Bird ain't right all the time. Hallelujah. And I know you ain't right all the time. I'm talking about people in the radio land. Hallelujah. My wife is right all the time because she's my wife.
You don't know
that. Oh, okay. Well, she said that I didn't. Hallelujah. God. Do you understand? To obey God is better than all that stuff you're doing. Well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But God said, look here. Get together, because there's anointing in y'all getting together.
Hallelujah.
God said, do this and do that and the other. You don't choose to do it because you got an alibi. You got an excuse. That's what Saul said. God told Saul, so when you go into the Amalekites, you kill everything, everybody. Don't even take animals or anything. Kill everybody, everything. And Saul didn't do it. And the prophet tells me, because you didn't do what God said do, I'm taking the kingdom out of your hands. What I allowed you to get, I'm taking it back. Do you know that hundreds of years later, descendants of the Amalekites caused a lot of trouble to the people of God. Hallelujah. When they were in Babylonian captivity, and Haman was a descendant of the Amalekites, and he wanted to kill every person. But God moved on a sister named Esther. And she said, though I perish, let me pass by. I got to see the king because this thing can't go on. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Read the next scripture.
Hallelujah. John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
You got to be born again. First step. But I can sing. I can sing good. Oh, of course, yeah, I'm a little homosexual, but that's all right. I got a talent. Let me lead the choir or play on the piano or the organ. You're putting the cart before the horse. You got to be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I remember riding down, driving a cab one of my times. I dealt with two jobs at one time. And I was driving a cab, and I went through the block, and someone, while I was stopping at a red light, somebody came up to me and said, do you want some, you know, some dope? I said, no. I'm saved, baby. No. And she said, oh, I'm saved, too. Y'all got another voice. She started speaking in tongues. She ain't saved. Those were just, that was just gibberish. Because she was not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because you know them by the fruit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, trying to get, but anyway. Hallelujah. She putting the cart before the horse. She wants to speak in tongues, and she ain't saved yet. It don't work that way. Hallelujah. Go give me another scripture.
2 Corinthians 5:17.
Go ahead.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Hallelujah. You got to understand. It's okay. You're born again. You are in Christ now. And Christ is in you. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. Your old habits, your old alibis, your old rationalization, your old doing whatever you were doing, the way you talked, the way you bit people off, you cut them off, and all that kind of stuff. Those old habits are passed away. And behold, some things are new. What does that scripture say, babe?
Hallelujah.
Did it say all things?
All things.
A few things.
All things become new.
And if it ain't new, you may not. You're putting the cart before the horse. You better start dealing with that. But you know, it's not for me to understand. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. You need to deal with God. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33 says,
see, you got to get the priorities right, y'all. What's first, you know, and second and third. Yeah. Get it in order, because God is a God of order.
Yes, he is.
When you get to that scripture, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Stop. It says what you do first, this kingdom of God. Get in the kingdom of God. How do you do that? Being born again. That's the first step, baby.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Which is 7:33.
And his righteousness.
And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Other things can be added to you. You're praying for a blessing. I pray, I need this, Lord. I need this, Lord. Are you saved? Are you in the kingdom of God? Have you turned yourself over to him? Well, I'm going to do it one day, but right now I just need him to help me out. You're putting the cart before the horse, y'all. You ain't going nowhere like that. You heard?
Amen.
Go ahead, read another one.
Matthew 7:5. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye.
You, don't put the cart before the horse. You clean yourself up before you try to clean somebody else up. They got a little speck in the eye. That's a little mote. You got a beam. You got a half a tree coming out of your eye. That's why you can't see too well. You better take that stuff out of your eye. Don't put the cart before the horse trying to help somebody else get saved, and you ain't saved, showing up.
Amen.
Cause you, and look, you know when you're not saved, showing up. Because instead of doing spiritual things, you give alibis why you can't. Go ahead, read another scripture.
John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him.
You, if you love Christ, you're going to keep his word. You're going to obey what he said. Lord, stop putting the cart before the horse.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love him, obey him, sacrifice. Oh, I done did this and did that. Give your heart to Christ. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That means that it's going to cost you something, an effort. If you don't put up an effort to grow spiritually, you won't get there. You want to decree and declare, my word is just like the Bible. No, it ain't. Unless you do what God said do and say what God said do, your word ain't like the Bible. Stop fooling yourself, because you're not fooling a true man of God. And whether folk like it or not, I'm a true man of God, because God said so.
Hallelujah.
Stand on his word. Y'all know that, because y'all get the scriptures. I stand on his word.
Hallelujah.
In your spare time, y'all need to go to 2 Kings, the entire first chapter, and understand what a true man of God can say and do in Jesus' name. Check it out, y'all. 2 Kings, the entire first chapter. Hallelujah. I'll read another scripture.
That was the last scripture.
Say what?
That was the last scripture.
That was the last scripture. You sure? There's no more scriptures? My goodness. That's the, at least two or three more. Wait a minute now. How many scriptures was that?
Hallelujah. Your last scripture was John 14:23. Hallelujah.
Y'all don't put the cart before the horse.
Amen.
Salvation is first.
Amen.
Turn yourself over to God. Ask him for yourself. You know the Roman road, going to God. Get these scriptures down. This is a Roman road. This will take you to salvation if you ain't there yet. Are we there yet? You need to ask yourself that. Am I there yet? Romans chapter 3, verse 10. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And Romans chapter 10, verse 13. That's the Roman road, y'all. That way you won't put the cart before the horse. You won't mess up your stuff. Prioritize your stuff. So, Matthew 6:33 says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Get saved, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Not a form of godliness, but showing up saved from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Hallelujah.
From inside and outside in. Because God needs you.
Hallelujah.
The body of Christ needs you.
Yes.
The devil wants to attenuate you. Attenuate means to devalue you, to make you feel like you're less than what you really are. But guess what? you're valuable to the body of Christ.
Amen.
That's why God wants more and more of you, because one, it takes 1,000, or two, 10,000. Then you keep adding Holy Ghost-filled, tongue-talking, fire-baptized, demon-destroying, guardians of the word, or warriors of the altar. Glory to God. You keep adding those folk, and no telling what the church of God can do. No telling what Christ's people can do.
Yes.
Jesus' kids can do. Jesus' saints can do.
Mm-hmm.
When you get together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand this right now. That some folk have messed themselves up. They have a business. And they decide to fire this old mother that they've been working for 35 years in that business and coming to work never late.
Mm.
But they wanted to kind of make room for a younger person.
Mm.
And they putting youth ahead of experience, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Mm.
And said, mother, it's time for you to go.
Mm.
And they let her go. They lay her off. We know layoff is, they fired her. And you know what? The business soon after closed. Because she was the one that God was blessing that business through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when the Holy Spirit leaves, it decrees Ichabod on the place. That means the Spirit of the Lord has left.
Lord Jesus. Ooh. Mm.
Don't put the shit caught up on. Don't put the cart before the horse. You're going to mess yourself up. You're going to mess your family up. You're going to mess the community up. You're going to mess your city up, your church, your job.
Lord Jesus.
Father God, we do thank you for, hallelujah, what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the
power on.
Thank you for the word that came forth, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the word. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And again, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you want to,
after you say amen.
In your heart, please repeat this prayer.
Amen.
Father God,
hallelujah.
I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins.
Power,
and I will make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Accept Jesus Christ in your heart. Hallelujah. If you need a Bible, please contact us. We'll make sure you get a Bible, Word of God to read. Dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. See you in the morning in praise and worship. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
5475-4800, access code 759-849-POUND. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Again, that number is 605-475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-POUND. Hallelujah. And I want you to know this. If you want to sow into this ministry,
hallelujah,
you can go to the GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. That's our international ministry. Hallelujah. Or you can do that. Hallelujah. Cash App, $T, all the other letters are lowercase. Hallelujah. PHCPWC.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Cash App, $T, all the other letters are lowercase. Hallelujah. PHCPWC.
Hallelujah.
And you can send $1, $50. $5, $25, $1,000. I'll send wherever you be building a workshop. And God bless you. You know why God is blessing us? I'm going to tell you exactly why God is blessing us. In fact, Pastor Peaches, you can almost tell me why God is blessing us.
JC is in the house.
JC is in the house? Who's JC?
Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We love you. Join us for Sunday. Join us in the morning.
Let's do it. Yo, rock it. On.
Hallelujah.